Someone once told me that as you live in this world, there are three versions of you: the mediocre you, the average you, and the best you. So the crucial question is, which one are you? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode that I hope and pray for sure will enhance your life, if not change it. Allow me to thank you for being such an amazing audience, for always coming back here every single week to gain these little nuggets that I try to share with you from what I learn, hoping that it will do or create an impact in your life. If you're new, welcome to the podcast. I assure you, you're in the right place. And this will go a long way to just help you transcend in your life. And welcome. So we are on the fourth episode of the 5 a.m. Club book series review, which we have been doing for a while. I mean, if you're in the fourth one, it's clear tumefanya zingine tatu. And so if you have not caught up with them, I encourage you to go listen because they'll do you a great deal. And this episode, I'm hoping, will not be any less. In fact, it will just give you more fuel or more ammo as you battle through your journey. And I'm hoping I'll do that to the fullest. But before we get into the episode, I want to talk about something that really blew my mind this week. So one of my friends, she worked on an amazing piece, right? Her name is Gashami Nderitu. And she produced an amazing magazine, which she put her heart and soul into. If you don't know Gashambi, she is a writer, she's a blogger. She came up with a magazine that is aimed at genuinely helping millennials, and it's called The Heart and Soul Magazine. She featured amazing people in the magazine that will truly inspire you if you're one who looks into going into business and you're young, if you're one who is into politics and all that, if you're into genuine self-development, mental health, it will help you stupendously. And so I encourage you to get your copy of the magazine. The magazine goes for only 100 bob, which I think is very affordable. And so you can get yours at +254-111-725073. That's +254-111-725073. So do that and enjoy. But anyway, this episode is all about why and how being extraordinary is easy today, right? Like, why and how being successful is so easy today. Like how you can easily, you know, stand out in your craft and why that is today. So if that sounds interesting, kindly, let's dive in. So the book begins by stating that the elite in the world understand fully that their creative output, regardless of what they do, whether they're a teacher, bus driver, filmmaker, or musician, represents their reputation. So their creative output represents their reputation. But it goes deeper than social approval, and I love this. In fact, the book goes on to add that the quality of the work you offer to the world reflects the strength of the respect you have within yourself. Like, if you have a high sense of self-respect and value, you wouldn't dare send out anything that is average. It reminds me of a saying I had that how you do anything is how you do everything. Or, you know, how you treat others is exactly how you treat yourself. Like, basically, how you present your work and how much work you put into it just goes on to show how much sense of respect you have within yourself. Is it deep? Is it shallow? Right? So the elite in the world, the 5% of the population, genuinely care about their work. The author Robin refers to this as being granular. You know, they apply a mentality of granularity rather than being superficial. Superficial generally means being shallow. So in other words, these people have depth. They literally care about every single detail of their work because that is the only way they can truly master the craft. If you look at our world today, our generation is living such a frenetic lifestyle. In fact, the reason why the majority, or 95%, never get to master their craft is because of being overcommitted and being superficial. Like, you find yourself with a full inbox to reply to. You know, you have like 10 projects that you're working on at the same time. And on top of that, you are not fully immersed into these activities. Like, you do them at an average or a shallow level. And the sad truth is that our generation has replaced effectiveness with being busy. And we end up attempting too much. The book simply puts that less is more. You'd rather work on a masterpiece than create 1,000 ordinary pieces. I remember I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and she was telling me about how she used to be, you know, focused, committed, you know, self-driven. And she even used to stand up truly on what she believed in until some of her peers started complaining that she was too uptight, you know, calling her weird, saying that she was too serious, and just giving her all sorts of demeaning titles. And I was telling her that that's exactly what happens when you stick to your lane and monomaniacally focus on becoming the best that you can be. Like, literally, people will say you are overambitious, and yet when you get comfortable and try to fit in with them, they will whisper among themselves and, you know, ask you to get a life. Like, either way, people will talk. The book says that anyone aimed at producing remarkable results by being the best that they could be was regarded as a misfit. I mean, think about Nelson Mandela. Think about Martin Luther King. Think about Mahatma Gandhi. These are people who were called weirdos, kooks, and yet they weren't. They just played at a much higher level. You know, the book refers to it as they were in rare air. And the truth remains, the farther a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now, it is very clear that our society today has drifted the farthest from the truth. Like, the majority of our generation is doing the bare minimum to survive instead of doing the best to thrive. And for me, this is the first sign, or this is in fact the sign, that indeed today it is so easy to just thrive in your craft or stand out in whatever you do. The book puts it this way. A majority of people are trapped in superficiality, you know, being shallow. And so, you know, people are so superficial to the extent of being shallow in everything that they do, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in education, whether it's in their craft. Basically, doing the bare minimum in everything that they are immersed in. So, meaning, if you truly want to succeed in your space of dominance, all you need is just to do a little bit more than everyone else is willing to do. This is what really blows my mind. The book says that in turn, this will give you something referred to as GCA, Gargantuan Competitive Advantage. Basically, you gain dominance in your craft. And for me today, unlike any other time, it is so easy to do this. And here's something that is mentioned in the book. There's a ton of competition in ordinary and almost none at extraordinary. So to gain the GCA, however, the book is emphatic on the importance of optimizing daily. So in other words, consistency, because consistency is the DNA of mastery. So you have to be consistent every single day in whatever you're doing just to make sure that you improve daily, you optimize daily. Because here's the thing, small daily seemingly insignificant improvements, when done over time, they yield staggering results. And once you start applying this, you know, just improving yourself daily, here's what will happen. You will go through a three-step success formula, which is given in the book, and I'm so excited to share with you. It is so basic, but also very profound. And here it is. So the first step in the success formula, which for me I think is the major one, because it's a trigger of the other two. It's like a domino effect. So the first one is better awareness. And I've talked about awareness so much because awareness precedes change. So awareness is basically you learn and grow, because when you can see more, you can materialize more. Like, when you know more, you can do more when you know more. And awareness is basically you even genuinely knowing that you have the capability of making that change. Like, you genuinely knowing that you were gifted with a gift or given a certain craft or a certain skill, and you have the power to simply push your boundaries or remove all the walls that you created in your head telling you that you can't. So awareness precedes change. And so what happens when you have awareness? You start making better choices, which is the second step in the success formula. It's basically about, it reminds me of that, of something I learned about, you know, taking control of your thoughts. Because when you control your thoughts, you get to control your actions. In turn, you control your habits. And, you know, all in all, you get to control your destiny. So it's the same thing here. Like, when you are aware, because again, awareness happens in the mind. So when you are aware, you get to make better choices. And then from then, your better choices see you through the better results, which is the third step in success formula. So you have better awareness, which, like I said, it's the trigger, because after you have changed your perspective, after you are learning more, after you're starting to see more, after, you know, you can see better, you get to make better choices and in turn see you through better results. So remember, all you need to do today is just do a little bit more than the rest are willing to do. Like, go as hard as you can, because that's what is killing our generation. No one is willing to put in the work. Like, shule kisema pass mark ni 40%, people will be like, okay, fine, let's just make sure that we don't go below 40, but 41% is good for me. That's how bad we are at. Like, no one is willing to put in the work. No one is willing to do the research. No one is willing to practice, but everyone wants the same results. So if you truly want to succeed, if you truly want to shine, if you truly want to stand out, just do a little bit extra than everyone else is doing. You know, hold dear the time that the 95% are willing to waste. And then seek to master your craft. Seek to optimize daily. Improve daily with small, you know, seemingly insignificant improvements. And you will see yourself through your transcend. That's it from me for this episode. I just hope you understand truly why it is so easy at this day and age to succeed. And I'm hoping that you will apply, you know, you will apply what I've given you and you will aim to upgrade your GCA. I've been so happy to be here. Remember to get your Heart and Soul magazine. Please do take a screenshot if you're listening to this and share it somewhere. Tag the podcast at Kevin's Pod, Kevin's _pod. And I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, bye.